everybody, and welcome to the first ever CAA basketball podcast. My name is Dwayne, and I am the creator and host of the show. This is my first ever podcast, so if you would just bear with me, that would be pretty cool of y'all. For the first show, we have the out-of-conference schedules for about half of the CAA teams. A lot of them haven't been released yet fully, and so I'll go over some pretty marquee matchups that some of the teams have already. I will also be going over my predictions for the standings and who I have for Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and Rookie of the Year. Well, first off, I'll go ahead and say the one team that definitely has the toughest out-of-conference schedule, and that is Townsend. Kind of looks like all the powerhouse schools want to take a shot at the little guy and put them on their schedule, because from what I hear, they have a brutal out-of-conference. I don't know for sure their whole schedule, but I do know that they start off with Kansas and Lawrence on November 11th. That's actually the first round of the Maui Invitational, and basically an exhibition for the Jayhawks. So, go Townsend. See who else. UNCW, they released their whole schedule. It doesn't look that difficult, although they are going to be super young. But two notable games are they got to play at Maryland and go up to Ohio and face a pretty decent Dayton team. VCU actually is playing at Alabama against Anthony Grant, so that should be pretty fun to watch. They also are playing in the Charleston Classic, and they start off with Seton Hall. The rest of the field looks pretty decent. We'll go to Northeastern, who starts off with their rival Boston U. And other notable games for them are at St. John's and at NC State. ODU actually has a pretty tough out-of-conference this year, too, which kind of sucks because they lost basically their whole team. They have Missouri at home, Northern Iowa at home. They are also playing in the Hall of Fame tip-off tourney in Connecticut, and their first-round game is against South Florida, which should be pretty easy for them. And then if they win, they most likely get Kentucky, which definitely won't be a cakewalk. JMU has the tourney down in Central Florida, and they're going to be playing Central Florida, Stetson, and Rhode Island. And Georgia State is starting the season at Washington as part of the Basketball Travelers Invitational. And I think there's one more. Delaware Nova. At Villanova, they're playing, that's November 18th. That should be a pretty good one because Delaware is my sleeper team in the CAA this year. Go Blue Hens! Now I said that I got Delaware as my sleeper team, but I went with the safe pick and I picked them to finish 6th in the CAA because I don't want them to let me down. But you got guys like Sadler and Higgins coming back. And those two guys can carry a team to a championship, especially in what might be a down year for the CAA. But my picks for the league, I got Mason in first, Drexel coming in at number 2. 3 is William and Mary. Now, people may call me crazy for that pick, but, I mean, they got McDowell, Boatner, Britt. There's not many backcourts, and I'd say in the entire country, that can shoot better than those 3 guys. So watch out for the Tribe. Then I got VCU at number 4, ODU at number 5. It might be the first time they're playing on Friday. So, yeah. Too bad for them, but they lost a lot of players. Number 6, I got Delaware. 7, JMU. I like Devon Moore, but the rest of the team is pretty much Division II talent. We got Northeastern at 8, Hofstra at 9, which is a huge drop for them, but they lost Mr. Everything, Charles Jenkins, to Golden State. UNCW at 10. I like UNCW in about 2 years, but as of right now, they're just way too young to do anything in the CAA, in my opinion. Let's see, I got Georgia State at 11. I like the new coach, and next year they get the coach's son coming from Indiana. So maybe next year, but this year's not the Panthers' year. I got Townsend at 12. But I will say that they will win a couple of games this year. They won't go defeated again. And Pat Scarry's, he's got a pretty good thing going up there. They got a new stadium. So in about 3 or 4 years, I expect to see them doing a lot better. And now to my pick for player of the year. I see a lot of guys in the zone are picking Bazemore and Pearson as co-CAA players of the year. But in my opinion, Bazemore, he disappears way too much in games and way too often. I mean, his defense will always be there, but defense alone can't get you to that CAA player of the year spot. So I went with Ryan Pearson of George Mason. He's been solid the whole time he's been there, you know. But with a new coach who likes to run and gun, we'll see how it works. But as of right now, I have Pearson. And my sleeper for player of the year would be Sammy Givens of Drexel. Because if Drexel stands any chance to finish in that top two, like I picked him, Sammy Givens has to average a double-double once again. Defensive player of the year, I got Bazemore. So like I said, his defense is there every single night. He'll get his steals, and he'll help his team win. And for my sleeper for defensive player of the year is Jamel Higgins of Delaware. He'll probably end up averaging 4 block shots a game, so that's got to get you in the running somehow. And for rookie of the year, I went with Richard Ross of ODU. Anyone who's ever seen this kid plays, he's going to be something special. I mean, this guy, if he's anywhere within 15 feet of that basket, he's dunking over somebody. He's going to be exciting to watch for all fans of all teams. And that's it for the first show of the CAA Basketball Podcast. And I promise I will get better at this. So keep listening in. Go CAA.